You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Thursday morning. It is Thursday. It is the 17th of March. At The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time now is just 1 minute after six, and I'll be sitting here hopefully entertaining you for the next 4 hours. Starting off, as we like to, with a couple of things relevant to the date, the 17th of March, in the world of entertainment. We're going to start back in 1956. Not too far back, really, is it, for us? Carl Perkins appeared on the Ozark Jubilee. It was the first television appearance for Carl Perkins. 1962, Billboard reported that Ray Charles had started Tangerine. This was his own record label. And I like this one, 1967, Snoopy and Charlie Brown, the Peanuts. Well, they were on the cover, believe it or not, of Life magazine.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Welcome to
find it absolutely amazing. I was just thinking about that one. That was released 37 years ago. Incredible. Still as good today as it was then. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. That was, of course, Tears for Fears. And written by Roland Orzabal, Ian Stanley and Chris Hughes. And produced by Hughes as well. Song was first released the 18th of March. Yes, that's tomorrow, isn't it? Back in 1985. On the Phonogram Mercury and Vertigo Records labels. The third single from the band's second album, Songs from the Big Chair. And Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It's a new wave and synth pop song. That's what you classified it as then, with lyrics that detail the desire humans have for control and power and center on themes of corruption. 37 years ago, and it's so apt today, isn't it? Who wants to rule the world, we ask? Dum, dum, da-da-dum, dum, da-da-dum, dum, da-da-dum, dum, da-da-dum.
Tell me why when we fall in love, all we want to do is play it cool. All the words we never say, nobody ever wants to be the fool. But I couldn't see the sense in that. Oh no. Cause whenever I see your face, girl, I just can't hold back. And when the day is breaking, I'm looking for your love. And when the day is fading, you're all I'm thinking of. And ain't no use pretending. I've had enough. I got to get up, get on with the real, and say what I feel. Say what I feel. A book, so you ain't gotta read between the lines.
Ain't gotta read between the lines.
I may as well just say it all. You know exactly what is on my mind.
Gotta know what's on my mind.
So you gotta know just where I'm at. Oh yeah.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We'll be right back.
Started off those two with the Overtones and Say What I Feel. Followed on that, that's Mike and the Mechanics and All I Need is a Miracle. It's 6:15 in the morning. I'm going through till 10 o'clock. That just about sums up this morning, really, doesn't it? All I Need is a Miracle. Time is 15 minutes exactly. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. Of course, on this morning's breakfast show, so time to get you in the shower. Have our shower song for you this morning. Pronounce that quickly. Shower song. There we go. What do we got for you? Oh, yes. It's Shannon. This is what we're going to be doing through to 10 o'clock, because it's you, me and the music this morning. We're going to let the music play today. There goes Shannon off to get the towel, dry yourself off. In the shower with you this morning, let the music play. Right, that's it then. Out you get. There we go. And on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning. It is Thursday, 17th of March. Just joined us. Good morning. Exactly 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. What do we do on Thursdays? Well, when we can, we talk to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. We talk tech, but unfortunately, Alex can't make it again this week, so we won't be talking tech with Alex. It could be music right through till 10 this morning. Well, of course, we've got Yasmin. She'll be with us, and we'll be checking in with Ingrid. Usual bits and pieces. We'll look at some of the local news headlines. We'll look at more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock. We'll look at the headlines out around about 10 minutes' time. 7 o'clock, look at some of the international news headlines. 7:30, some of the international business news for today. Look at the weather in between. Then I'll go and lie down for a little bit, I think, and then come back and do some more. Oh well, might as well groove tonight. Bit of boogie. Plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there?
There we go, that's Her Love Is Killing Me, and that's Huey Lewis and the News on this morning's Breakfast Show. Before that, we went back to 1981, doing a bit of grooving. Yes, let's groove, by Earth, Wind and Fire. Off of their 11th album, that was called Rays, and the song was written by Maurice Wright together with Wayne Vaughan and produced by White. The song was chosen, by the way, as the lead single off of the album. Right, I tell you what. Let's do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Palomar has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
If you've just joined us on The Breakfast Show, well, we are 28 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm getting all croaky. Right, let's take a look, shall we? Some of the local news headlines, we're going to be looking at this in more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Looking at the epidemiological report of yesterday, 300 new COVID-19 infections were reported in the last 24 hours. To detect these cases, they did 6,608 tests, and this returned a positivity percentage of 4.5. Regarding deaths from the coronavirus, the report notifies three deaths for a cumulative number now of 8,146 deaths, lethality percentage 1.1. There are 2,435 active cases, and of those, 2,300 are in home isolation and 135 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 2,260 at home and 40 in the hospital hotels. Now, those hospitalized, we have 117 patients in the wards and we have 18 in the intensive care units. The end of the use of the mask outdoors or indoors is the next step that must be discussed with caution by the authorities and advisors of the Ministry of Health, say scientists consulted on the subject. In the opinion of Eduardo Ortega Barria, vaccine advisor to the Ministry of Health and National Secretary of Science, Technology and Innovation, it is still advisable to keep the mask in offices, hospitals, public transport and official and private schools. Now, since the beginning of the pandemic, the mask has been considered one of the basic elements of protection against the COVID-19 disease. After 2 years, European countries now, such as France, Denmark, Sweden, United Kingdom, among others, have begun to discourage its use in open and closed spaces. Moving on, we've got, due to the inaction here, this is something I was discussing with a couple of people last night, due to the inaction of the authorities and the constant closure of public roads, port and logistics infrastructure in the country, the Logistics Business Council, the COEL, expressed its concern on Wednesday. COEL recalled that the national authorities are responsible for maintaining public order and freedom of movement and uninterrupted transit for people and goods. However, the group observes with frustration how these road and infrastructure blockades continue for hours without the immediate and timely appearance of the authorities. It says here an example, they cite the closure on the 15th of March in the town of Devisa, where the Inter-American Highway was closed for, wait for it, for 10 hours. I mean, this is the main artery through the country. Come on, the authorities really need to get a grip. That is not acceptable. At the COEL, he says, we're believers in the right to protest and freedom of expression, provided that the exercise of these rights is carried out in a peaceful and respectful manner, without causing damage to third parties and the country, the union says in a statement. 10 hours, can you believe it? I mean, what were they doing, these people? I mean, talk about the authorities allowing that. That's ridiculous. A group of students who request face-to-face classes at the Autonomous University of Chiriquí presented before the Ombudsman's Office a complaint for human rights violations after being prevented from accessing the study centre. In a note addressed to the Ombudsman, Eduardo LeBlanc, the university students, told him that this occurred on the 14th of March when they're on their way to the Andres Bello Park within the UNACHI premises. They go on to say that we demand face-to-face classes, and that is why we were going to carry out a peaceful protest, but the UNACHI administration, led by De Bonegas, prevented them, the group said in its note to LeBlanc. They stated that they were also attacked psychologically and physically by the UNACHI administrative staff. They stated these officials belong to positions not related to security. 7 people, including 4 agents of the Spanish Civil Guard, were arrested on Monday last for allegedly spying on the girlfriend of former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal in Mallorca, and various Spanish media has reported. They're going to say this story seems to be taken from a movie script, but it's real. This was from the ABC newspaper, adding that the purpose was to inform Martinelli if his quote, girlfriend was unfaithful to him. They even set up fake security checkpoints to stop her in the vehicle and identify the people who were with her, reported the ABC. The newspaper El País indicates, for its part, that the former president appears as being investigated in the case, according to police sources. Deputies from all the benches except for the Panamanista party took advantage of a project to reform the electoral code on certain administrative powers of the Tribunal Electoral to introduce an article that modifies the mandate revocation procedure. This bill, 776, presented by the Tribunal Electoral to the Assembly on March the 9th, and says here the project was approved on Tuesday the 15th, and with an article that was not in the original text and that was introduced by the members of the Government Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission. More about that in the 9 o'clock full news. The Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, awarded the Via Grecia Consortium. This was made up of Constructora Roza S.A. and the company Ingeniería y Remodelaciones Civiles S.A. to study, design, construction and financing the project for the expansion of the Transísmica Highway section Via Grecia to Don Bosco Bridge in Chilibri. That's it. There we go. More details on those 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Keeping an eye on the time now. Exactly 22 minutes, and that's before the hour of... That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. And by the way, New Kids on the Block. They got a new record out. there's hope for all of us, really, isn't there? Yes, new kids on the block there. There you go. Bring back the time featuring on there, Salt and Pepper together with Rick Ashley. That's a rave, that one. That's going to do well. It's very, very sort of bop along to, isn't it? Right, I tell you what, taking a look at some of the things relevant to the world of entertainment for today. In the year 1968, the Bee Gees made their United States television debut. Like a lot of acts in those days, that was on the Ed Sullivan Show. They performed To Love Somebody and Words. Song brings back plenty of memories, that one. To Love Somebody from the Bee Gees, written by Barry and Robin Gibb, produced by Robert Stigwood. It was the second release off of their debut album, Bee Gees First. That was in 1967. Single did nice, it reached number 17, United States, number 41, United Kingdom. Song's B-side, Close Another Door, but it was reissued back in 1980 on RSO Records as well, with How Can You Mend a Broken Heart as its flip side. Here's Yola dancing away in tears. Time-wise, we are making our way to 13 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The second one from, Rick Astley involved in, isn't it? Because he was in the New Kids on the Block one as well. I tell you what, he looks better than everybody. And he's been going for how long? That's what it's called Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And we're 6.5 minutes from the top of the hour. This is the Stereophonics. Won't be doing that right now. It's a bit cloudy. It's called Lying in the Sun.
Have a drink in my hand, red wine.
There we go, yes, Lying in the Sun. That's the Stereophonics. Don't forget, we will be taking a look at the weather, probably in around about 15, 20 minutes' time, something like that. And a few minutes, we're going to be taking a look at some of the international news for this morning. Needless to say, that's predominantly about Ukraine. Business news, we'll look at that at around about 7:30 in just over half an hour's time. We'll take a look at that also. Normally, as I said, when we opened up this morning, we would normally be chatting tech today with Dr. Computer Alex Newman, but he can't make it, unfortunately, this morning. So what I'll do is I'll take a little rummage around later as well and see what we can find for you in the world of tech. Any interesting little stories? We can do that. Can do anything, really, can't we? Okay, so what we are going to do for right now, we're going to take a little break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre, check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a top entertainment aerialist starting March 17th, all the way through March. You don't want to miss this show. She is from Ukraine, has an amazing story, went through Poland to get out of Ukraine. We have her here, and she wants to perform her heart out for all of us here in Panama. So make sure you get online, get your tickets now, get on WhatsApp or Instagram and book your ticket through there. You do not want to miss it. This will be sold out shows.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progresso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progresso.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is 7 o'clock in the morning, so we're going to take a look at some of the things in the international news this morning. It is the 17th of March, and it is a Thursday. Russian forces in Ukraine are blasting cities and killing civilians, but no longer making progress on the ground. Western countries said on Thursday as a war Moscow was thought to have hoped to win within days entered its fourth week. Local officials said rescuers in the besieged southern port of Mariupol were combing the rubble of a theatre where women and children had been sheltering, bombed by Russian forces the previous day. The bomb shelter held, now the rubble is being cleared. There are survivors. We don't know how or know the number yet, but victims are likely to be found. Mayoral advisor Petro Androshenko told Reuters by phone. Russia denied striking the theatre, which commercial satellite pictures showed had the word children marked out on the ground in front before it was blown up. Invoking the fall of the Berlin Wall, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday urged German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to tear down what he called a wall between free and unfree Europe and a stop to the war in Ukraine. Speaking to the Bundestag by video link, Zelensky appealed to Scholz to restore freedom to Ukraine, tapping Germany's collective memory with reference to the historic 1948-49 Berlin airlift and the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. Russia warned the United States on Thursday that Moscow had the right and the might to put the world's preeminent superpower in its place and accused the West of stoking a wild Russophobic plot to tear Russia apart. Dmitry Medvedev, who served as president from 2008 to 2012 and is now deputy secretary of Russia's Security Council, said the United States had stoked disgusting Russophobia in an attempt to force Russia to its knees. It will not work. Russia has the might to put all of our brash enemies in their place, Medvedev said. The Biden administration made a careful orchestrated gamble this week, issuing a series of public and private threats to Beijing that it will face consequences if it supports Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The strategy was capped by a tense 7-hour meeting in Rome on Monday between US President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, and China's top diplomat, Yang Jiechi. One immediate result of the Rome meeting was an angrier Beijing, which was combative in the talks. People briefed on the interaction say one US-based person briefed on the meeting described Chinese officials' response as tough and offensive. Another said simply, well, the talks didn't go well. Tens of thousands of Japanese households remained without power on Thursday morning after a magnitude 7.4 quake struck shortly before midnight, throwing a swathe of northeastern Japan into darkness, severing key transportation links and killing four. Companies including Toyota Motor Corporation and chipmaker Renesas Electronics Corp raced to access the impact, with any supply chain disruption likely to add, of course, pressure to strain global output and smartphones and electronics and automobiles. A Cambodian court sentenced 20 former politicians and activists to 10 years, or up to 10 years in prison on Thursday for sedition. A lawyer and human rights group said that part of a broad crackdown on the opposition that has drawn international condemnation. Sam Rainsy, the self-exiled founder of the disbanded opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, has already been convicted of multiple offences and was among those found guilty on Thursday over remarks the authorities said were tantamount to plotting to overthrow the government. The ruling military junta in Mali has launched a procedure to suspend broadcast by French state-funded international RFI radio and France 24 television, accusing the news outlets of reporting false allegations of abuse by the Malian army. The allegations were made by the head of the United Nations Rights Commission, Michelle Bachelet, and rights group Human Rights Watch, then reported in news reports by FI and France 24 this week, the junta said in a statement published on Thursday. The Russian government websites are facing unprecedented cyber attacks and technical efforts are being made to filter foreign web traffic, the TASS news agency cited the digital ministry is saying on Thursday. Russian government entities and state-owned companies have been targeted over events in Ukraine, with the websites of the Kremlin, flagship carrier Aeroflot, and major lender Sberbank among those to have seen outages or temporary access issues in recent weeks. That's it. Those are some of the things in the international news for this morning, this Thursday morning, here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM.
Shining bright.
Cindy Lauper says money changes everything. It's hard to know, really, if you haven't got any, is it? Before that was James Blunt and Stay the Night. I tell you what, we're going to squeeze one more in, then we'll take a look and see what the weather's doing, shall we? Looks like the sun is trying to win this morning against the clouds. Take a trip on the Marrakesh Express, shall we? Cosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes, juggling the trains to clear the rock and skies. Butts and figs and chickens crawl, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind, to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train, all on board.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair.
Take the train to Casablanca, booming sound. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my gold cups hanging in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Strike your levers, we can wear at home.
Oh, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train.
Because we're still Nash and Young. Time for us to take a look and see what the weather's doing. We are 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, if you're keeping an eye on the time. And we're going to start with, as we do, the province of Colón, Costa Rivas. See what's happening there today. 32 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum. It's going to feel quite warm. Thermal sensation at 38 degrees Celsius. Relative humidity, though, 79%. They're going to have a chance of a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon and tonight, so that's pretty much the same as yesterday, isn't it? But let's move over to this side of the isthmus. We're going to take a look at West Panama first, with 33 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 24 degrees the minimum thermal sensation. It is the last number in mild discomfort before we get up to big discomfort. Yep, that's 39 degrees Celsius thermal sensation. Relative humidity is 78%. Now this morning, big red globe. Yes, it's going to be clear during the course of this morning. Chance of a few isolated showers in the afternoon, and it will be cloudy tonight. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, what's it going to be like? Well, we're going to have 33 degrees Celsius, the maximum, 25 degrees Celsius, the minimum temperature. Same as West Panama when it comes to thermal sensation, 39 degrees Celsius and 77% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy tonight. So we seem to have dodged the showers. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, we've got maximum temperature at 32 degrees Celsius, 24 being the minimum. Thermal sensation, not too bad, 37 degrees Celsius and 74% relative humidity. Now, they've got sunshine during the course of this morning. It's going to be all clear. This afternoon, isolated showers and a few showers during the course of the night as well. From the forecast to maritime conditions, let's take a look and see what's happening. Going to start with the tides on the Pacific. High tide, that was at 3:14 this morning, 4.21 metres was the high tide. Low tide, that'll be at 9:32, that'll be 0.21 of a metre. The second high tide, 3:39 in the afternoon, 4.42 metres. And the last low tide, that's going to be just before 10 o'clock at 9:55 tonight, and that'll be 0.15 of a metre. Taking a look at the Caribbean, for the Caribbean today, we have the high tide. That was at 12:16 this morning, and that was 0.09 of a metre. Low tide, that'll be 4:18, well, it was at 4:18 this morning, 0.06 of a metre. The second high tide, 11:25 this morning, 0.21 of a metre. Low tide, last one, 6:47 tonight, and that's just going to be flat at zero. Right, let's take a look at the sea conditions. If you're going to be on the water, you have a small craft advisory for the Caribbean side for this morning. We've got winds at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour from the north-northeast with waves at 3 feet. And that's for this morning. So, yeah, let's take a look, see what they've got in the afternoon for you. Still got a small craft advisory for the Caribbean. Winds not changed, 20-25 kilometres an hour, coming from the north with 3 foot waves. Moving over to this side, to the Pacific coast, good conditions. We've got 10-20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest, waves though just at 1 foot. There is a small craft advisory for you though during the course of the afternoon. Winds are picking up 15-30 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast. The waves though, they're just going to remain at 1 foot. Alright, so that's it. There's your weather for this morning. 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
When it's time to with you. But you've been busy. The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
And every evening, when all my dishes were pursued, I call my baby, and let's go watch her with you. I met some movies, but she don't sleep with me yet. And then she asked me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper, and let the evening pass by, making records, this is a groovy hi-fi. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. She loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. When she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the knock and see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never need you to throw. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to keep those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. New to your thrill, it's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah.
There we go. That is Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames. That was released back in 1964, in December 1964. So they call it a Latin soul tune that was written as an instrumental by Rogers Grant and Pat Patrick. And first, Mongo Santa Maria was the first one to record that. That was on his 1963 album, which was called Watermelon Man. That's it. Let me say good morning to Mary Lou. She dropped me and says, good and happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes, apparently it's St. Patrick's Day. Didn't realise that till she told me. Says, good Patrick's Day to everybody. She was complaining about the weather, said 37 degrees, because I said it's not too bad. She said that's like an inferno to me. Could you please play an Irish pub song from the Rumjacks? Well, I don't have anything from the Rumjacks. The only thing I do have is I do have an album, believe it or not, of Irish drinking songs, including this one.
And Finnegan lived in Watling Street, a gentleman Irish mighty old. He had a brogue so rich and sweet, and a rise in the world he carried a hod. Well, Tim had a bit of a tibbling way, with the love for the liquor he was born. And to send him on his way each day, the drop of the crater every morn. Quick, pull it out, will you dance here back around the floor, you'll sort of shake. In the near to the truth, they tell you lots of fun that Finnegan's wake. One morning, Sim felt rather full. His head felt heavy and it made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet. And they laid him out upon the bed. With a bucket of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. Right full of the fancy apartment around the floor, you sort of shake. And the near to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Tim's friends assembled at the wake. And the widow Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first he brought in say and cake. Then pipes, tobacco and brandy pies.
And the widow below began to cry.
Well, such a lovely corpse did you ever see? A timber burning, why did you die? Will you hold your guts, says Molly McGee. White full of that, and see you back around the floor, just sort of shake. In the near to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, Mary Murphy was on the job. And Biddy says she all wrong, I'm sure. And Biddy fetched her a belt in the gob. And sent her sprawling on the floor. Well, civil war did turn engage. It was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began. I told her that, and see a pattern around the floor, just for a shake. Then the news to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Old Tim alone, he's up his head. When a bottle of Jameson flew at him. Tim ducks and landing on the bed. With the whiskey scattering over Tim. Pete's at he revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed. Saying, swiddle your whiskey around like blades. Been a ton of ages, do you think I'm dead? I pull it out and see if I'm around the floor. Just sort of shake. In the near to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. White full of the will you dance? See if I'm there around the floor, just sort of shake. In the near to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
There we go, that's it. Finnegan's Wake is what that's called. That has brought us down to, it's brought us down to the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the things in the business world this morning. Russia's finance ministry said on Thursday it's ordered to pay $117 million in interest on two Eurobond coupons was fulfilled, and that it will update the market separately on whether the payment was deposited into the account of payment agent Citibank. Sanctions over events in Ukraine have cut off Russia from the global financial system and blocked the bulk of its gold and foreign exchange reserves. The payment on the two Eurobonds due on Wednesday is Moscow's first test in honouring its external debt obligations since Western sanctions were imposed. And Russia has set out strict rules for foreigners seeking permits to buy and sell Russian securities and real estate. A client memo by Citigroup showed, as details emerge of new state controls on investment in response to Western sanctions. Russia temporarily stopped foreigners dumping Russian assets this month, saying that it wanted to ensure decisions were considered and not driven by political pressure, as sanctions have intensified after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Oil prices climbed 4% on Thursday after the International Energy Agency, the IEA, said that 3 million barrels a day of Russian oil and products could be shut in from next month, and despite the US Federal Reserve's decision to raise interest rates. The supply loss would be far greater than an expected drop in demand of 1 million barrels per day triggered by higher fuel prices, the IEA said in a report on Wednesday. Benchmark Brent crude futures gained $4 or 4.1% to 102.2 barrel, 0.02. That's $102.02 a barrel by 9:26 GMT. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was up $3.82 or 4% to $98.86 a barrel. Both contracts fell the previous day following an unexpected jump in US crude stockpiles and signs of progress in Russia-Ukraine peace talks. Morgan Stanley raised its Brent price forecast by $20 for the third quarter of 2022 to $120 a barrel, predicting a fall in Russian production of about 1 million barrels per day from April. At least 10 vessels carrying Russian-linked cargoes of crude and refined products were approaching the United States on Wednesday as suppliers rushed to deliver ahead of the U.S. government's deadline to wind down Russian energy purchases. Data from the Traders and Refinitiv Econ have shown. The United States, the world's biggest oil consumer this month, banned imports of Russian energy products due to the invasion of Ukraine, which Moscow calls a special operation. Washington's ban gives importers until the 22nd of April to discharge cargoes moving under pre-ban contracts. The Bank of England looks set to press on with raising interest rates on Thursday as it tries to stop soaring inflation from becoming ingrained in the British economy. All but five of 49 economists recently polled by Reuters through the Bank of England will raise bank rates for a third meeting running back to its pre-pandemic level of 0.75%, with the rest expecting to stay on hold at 5.5%. A new Russian law on leased aircraft showed that Moscow could confiscate planes, and such a move might help it claim insurance. Air Lease Corporation said, at a time when leasing firms risk writing off jets stranded in the sanction-hit country. In the law, it helps the insurance question because it demonstrates the intent to confiscate, which is, I think, a critical aspect in our war risk insurance, Air Lease Chairman Steve Udvar-Hazy said on Wednesday. The new laws allows Russian airlines to place airplanes leased from foreign companies on the country's aircraft register and has raised fears of a mass default by jetliners. Global leasing companies have been scrambling to repossess more than 400 jets worth almost $10 billion from Russian airlines, who have mostly been unresponsive to demands for surrendering the jets. China opposes a US crackdown on its telecom companies, the Commerce Ministry said on Thursday, after a US regulator stripped Pacific Networks and its ComNet unit of authorization to provide US telecom services. Ministry spokesman Gao Feng told a news conference that China would take the measures necessary to safeguard the legitimate rights of its firms after the Federal Communications Commission voted on Wednesday to revoke the authorization. And that's it. There's our look. There's some of the things in the world of business for this morning. It is Thursday. It is Thursday the 17th of March. No tech with Dr. Computer this morning, unfortunately. But we will take a rummage around in the 8 o'clock hour, see if we can find any tech news for you. Some of the things happening in the tech world.
I'm The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Springfield and Love Somebody. Before that, we had Lenny Kravitz, Again. Not Again, that's the name of the song, Again. Okay. Looking at the world of technology, Netflix is about to crack down on password sharing. The streaming service will soon launch a test aimed at keeping users from sharing their passwords with people outside their household. Sharing passwords, a time-honored tradition in subscription streaming, is already forbidden, but Netflix has done little to enforce the rule in the past. Last year, the company tested a prompt on viewers using accounts owned by people outside their households. It read, "If you don't live with the owner of this account, you need your own account to keep watching." Well, now a test launching in three countries. Netflix will have primary account holders pay an extra fee for any users outside their household. The company will later evaluate whether to bring it to other markets as well. So there you go. No more sharing of your passwords. And the purpose is, I have one, it's always Spotify, and I wanted to add somebody on. And for some reason, when you've got to do it, and it has to be in your household, and there's some way of checking your address, and for some reason, it wouldn't equate. So we never did it in the end. Spotify sometimes becomes actually a bit of a pain in the butt. Let me say good morning to Renee. Renee's dogs probably feel like leaving home today. Yes, I see the picture here, because they have to dress up. for St. Patrick's Day. They look, this dog with a hat on and a sort of like a green boa looks very not so happy. Looks a bit sad. Renee says good morning. Said you didn't know it was St. Patrick's Day. Completely went over my head. It did. I have to admit. We're going to the. They said they're going out to eat tonight for some green beer and for Burger Week. And they said, could we please play a song? And they asked if we could please play When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you must laugh all the while, and all other times smile, and now smile, smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. For your smile is a part of the love in your heart, and it makes even sunshine more bright. Like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light. For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, and there's ne'er a real care nor regret. And while springtime is ours throughout all of youth's hours, let us smile every chance that we get. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, so they steal your heart.
There we go, fading off into the distance there, and Irish eyes are smiling. That's rather a nice version, isn't it? Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3, Cool FM. Brace yourself if you order from Amazon and... Oh, did you see the birdies? Oh, you hear them. A big group of them. I don't know if they're fighting or just playing. That was fun. Brace yourself. Delays may affect your Amazon orders. The head of a trade group said that China's recent COVID-19 lockdown could impact Amazon and Walmart's orders. This is through an Amazon spokesperson. But they did say they did not expect a significant disruption. So there you are. If you do your orders, just bear that in mind. I mean, I think all sorts of things are going to be disrupted, don't you? And all things are going to be going up in price as well. Heaven help us. I'll tell you what, by the way, great fun last night. Into Mandinga rum there in Beer Argentina. Had a fantastic tasting, thanks to Gabrielle. Gave us a lot of explanations about the rum. And lots of samples too. Nice to meet a lot of new people, new friends as well. Nice. Big thanks to Monica Alrada, for inviting us along.
Mister, your head.
There we go. Yes, sir. I can boogie. Baccarat. Good morning. Good morning to Jessica. Jessica's drawn lunch. Good morning, Jerry. According to my ancestry's DNA. She says, this is her DNA test. She says, I have 0.1% Irish blood. Good enough to drink lots of green beer today, I guess. Happy St. Patrick's to all. Good grief, Jessica. Any excuse. ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers.
Love when the man
Moving on from ZZ Top, this one goes out to Felipe this morning. Just got time to squeeze some of this in before top of the hour. It says, good morning, my dear friend. After St. Patrick's Day, could you please play this song from Van Morrison? Have I told you lately? Beautiful version of that song, Van Morrison there, and Have I Told You Lately. And that's it. We're just after the top of the hour of 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go, bring us into this hour at 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. That was Level 42 and Heaven in My Hands. Very good morning once again. Been sharing a little virtual drink here with Felipe this morning. He asked us if we could play that one. I Told You Lately by Van Morrison, which is a great version of that song, by the way, Felipe. Cheers. Also, let me say a very good morning to Maria. Maria Jose, good morning to you. She says, good morning, Jerry. I hope you're having a nice Thursday morning. So far, so good, I can tell you that. Thank you. Can you please play the song of Elton John together with Dua Lipa, Cold Heart? Absolutely. There it is, Cold Heart, Elton John together with Dua Lipa there. Loved it, I loved it when it first came out. I said that was going to be a hit. Everybody laughed at me. Ha! And here's another hit, comes from Joy Crooks.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 35? It was Penny Paradise. Just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold heart, but now, never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, at least not that way, but someone better want me like that someday.
Joy Crooks and When You Were Mine. Song always makes me happy. I always sing along to that. Yasmin was tapping her feet as well. I could feel it. Joy Crooks, When You Were Mine. Love that lady. Talking of songs that make me want to smile, make me happy. Our friend Ashley, good morning. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners. Have a good Thursday and a peaceful weekend. nearly there. Before summer leaves us, and you're requesting a song. And the song is In the Summertime. That was, by the way, the debut single by the British band Mungo Jerry, written by, composed by their lead singer, a guy called Ray Dorset. And it celebrates the carefree days of summer. In 1970, it reached number one in the charts around the world, including 7 weeks on the UK singles chart, 2 weeks on one of the Canadian charts, and number three on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart in the United States. Became one of the best-selling singles of all time, eventually selling 30 million copies. The problem with that, when that's your debut single, you're really quite screwed, aren't you? You know, sort of like, follow that. It's a great song, though. Love it. Again, one of those songs makes you want to smile, makes you want to be happy. And the sun is coming out. Jerry there in the summertime. By the way, it said the guy that wrote the song, the lead singer for the band, Ray Dorset, he said that the song only took him 10 minutes to write, which he did apparently using a second-hand Fender Stratocaster while he was taking time off from his regular job working at a laboratory for Timex. To the watch people, ticka 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 Timex. Looking at the world of tech, Tesla. Well, if you think of buying one, you left it a bit late. The price of Tesla's cheapest car has increased by $10,000 over the past year. The Model 3 now starts at $46,990. That's up from $36,990 about a year ago. Tesla has drastically overhauled the pricing for its entire lineup this week, raising prices by up to $12,500 more on some of their other cars. That's it. Big price leaps there, isn't it? So much for trying to go green. Also, Amazon, they were looking at acquiring MGM, but they needed to have approval from the European Union. Well, the European Union Commission determined the $8.45 billion deal, which would expand Amazon Prime's streaming selection to include big-name titles like James Bond, wouldn't harm competition. Now, Amazon's last regulatory roadblock is the Federal Trade Commission. So let's see how that goes on. That would be rather good for us Netflixers.
Parade, photographs and sepia tones so still.
Ed Sheeran and Overpass Graffiti. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 21 minutes, that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial.
Depuis ses lèvres contre les tiennes, j'ai comme un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres, et dans ma bouche un goût amer. Je rêve seul avec mes acouphènes, t'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour tu m'as mise à terre, aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé, je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué, je te pardonne. Je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Je l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Si seul, mes rêves s'effondrent, ils tirent la gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table. La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Que l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, j'en ai vu assez. Les couleurs, j'ai broyé bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir. Y'a toi qui peux me consoler, pourtant c'est toi qui m'as blessé. C'est plus pareil, je nous vois flou. Je sens son odeur sur tes genoux. Je suis comme un soldat fusillé. J'ai pas vu l'ennemi arriver, mais j'ai appris à prendre les coups. Combien me battre jusqu'au bout. Je te pardonne, on va tout reconstruire. Je te pardonne, je sais qu'on va guérir. Je te pardonne, je peux pas faire autrement. Je te pardonne, ça sera beau comme avant. Je te pardonne, accroche-toi à mes bras, abandonne. Tous les manèges à trois, je m'en tamponne. Du temps que ça prendra, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne.
Je te pardonne, that is from, just called Hoshi. It's rather nice, isn't it? Friend of mine actually comes from Ireland. Don't turn me on to that one. He was driving around Paris at times. So I've been listening to this on the radio and asked if we could give it a spin. Enjoyed it as well. Looking at the world of tech, Germany has warned against Russian anti-virus use. It says here, Germany's cybersecurity authority has warned against using antivirus software from Russian-headquartered company Kaspersky. The Federal Office for Information Security issued the statement in light of the conflict in Ukraine. Russian information technology businesses could be spied on or forced to launch cyber attacks, it says. Kaspersky told BBC News that the warning had been made on political grounds and had no ties to the Russian government. So there we are. Kaspersky, be careful. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. Keep your eye on the time. 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit late, but we're going to do this right now. We're going to go and find out, if we can, what our intrepid outdoor reporter is doing. That's Ingrid. Hello, Ingrid. Oh, and she's... I tell you what, I've got to flip a switch. Don't go away. I didn't do that yesterday. So anyway, let's go back to here and see if we can get...
There she is. Wow, that was called a quickie. We were in and out of Panama City so fast, we hardly had time to look at the traffic. We got in there. Man, it's amazing. It's just such... You know, when I look back 2 years ago, and when we were in lockdown, and I was lucky enough to have Salvo Conducto, and I was able to get outside and go out and about. And now, what it's like. It's amazing difference. While I didn't want the COVID to continue, I wanted the non-traffic to continue, but I'm really glad everything's working out this way. I saw kids in uniforms on the street walking from and to school, etc., and parents making sure they had their school shoes on and whatnot. It was beautiful. Well, I'm back in El Valle, and I decided to stop and show the Aussie one of the most beautiful views in Macanao Mountain over here. So I drove him up, and he said, "Oh my gosh, you could see the entire valley." I said, "Exactly. This is one of the most beautiful vistas." Then he started shivering. He says, "It's cold. I haven't got no fatty ski. I got nothing to keep me warm, just shorts and a t-shirt. I'm cold." And I said, "Well, I got my winter blubber on. That's why I'm warm." And it was beautiful, and the wind was blowing, and it was just gorgeous. What a beautiful vista. And my car was able to make it up the hill and make it back down the hill. So if all goes well, yee-haw, I'll get to go up and see it again. All right, hey, today is... You've named it. It's St. Patrick's Day. Oh, hi. Yes, it is indeed. Now, I don't want you going out there and drinking any of that green beer, you know. Mm-mm, don't be doing that. It's the day is a celebration of St. Patrick, yes, the patron saint of Ireland. So if you are going to toast one, don't drink anything green. That's kind of nasty. Drink a regular beer or drink it and raise your glass to St. Paddy and have a wonderful time. St. Patrick's Day, St. Paddy's Day, goes back many, many years. And if you're interested in the history, maybe Freaky Friday Fun Facts will give you more. Maybe not. But I'll tell you a little secret. Did you know that when you have a rainbow, it's only where when you're standing in one place and you look at it, the rainbow is based on the water and the refraction of the light through your eyes. So if you move, the water, the rainbow may or may not maintain its location. And one of the reasons that they say that the pot of gold for the Irish is at the bottom where the leprechauns have hidden it at the bottom of the rainbow is because when you move, the rainbow moves because it's based on your view. So you ain't never going to find the end of that rainbow. Rainbow. Anyways, back to you in the studio.
I come home on Friday, had to tell my landlady I done lost my job. She said, "That don't confront me, just long as I get my rent money by next Friday." The next Friday coming, I couldn't get the rent. And out the door I went. To the landlady, I said, you let me slide. I'll have the rent for you tomorrow. The next day, I don't know. She said, let me slide it on, you know, peoples. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Brrr, Lord and Mama, she was lovey-dovey. Now, give me one particular evening, the landlady said, "You got the rent money yet? Sucker!" I say, "No, I can't find no job. How am I supposed to get some money to pay this rent?" She said, "I don't believe you're trying to find no job." She said, "I seen you today. You were standing on a corner leaning up against a post." I said, "But I'm tired. I've been walking all day."
She said that don't confront me just as long as I get my rent money by next Friday. You know, next Friday coming out, I couldn't get the rent. Thank you. Out the mother humping door I went. So I go in my room, pack up my stuff, and I go. I pack up my John Lee Hooker record collection. And down the streets I go. I stop down to the Friday Night Jamboree and Hootenanny. Now when I got down there, everybody was grinning, grease the gas. I go to the bar, fill my bartender. So look at him, man. Come on down here. We got down there. So what you want? I want bourbon, one shot, one beer. Oh, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. Mr. Bartender, set him up again. Gotta get high, man. Get loose. I want a triple shot of Cincinnati juice. When I get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, a scotch, and a beer. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. I take it some of you folks heard this story before. There at the bar, just me and a Delaware destroyer sitting at the bar. We sitting there drinking bourbon, scotch, and Budweiser beer. I looked at a bar.
There we go, that's George Thorogood and the Destroyers there. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. We'd have no obsession with drinking on this program whatsoever. It is St. Patrick's Day. 8:30 before 9.
don't need no woman tagging along. I wear something greener on the other side of that hill. I was born a wrangler and a rounder, and I guess I always will. Hurting in a love song, hurting in a love song, hurting in a love song. Can't be wrong.
Heard it in the love song, and that was the Marshall Tucker Band here on The Breakfast Show. And just quickly looking at some of the other things in the tech news, the owner of Facebook and Instagram will allow users in some countries to call for violence against Vladimir Putin and Russian soldiers. Meta says it has temporarily made allowances for some violent speech, like death to the Russian invaders, that would usually break its rules. However, it says it won't permit calls for violence against Russian civilians. So they are. Talking of love songs, here's one of my all-time favourites from Bobby Goldsboro. Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran up to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. her and she got mad the first day that she planted it.
Beautiful song, sad song, but a beautiful song. Honey, also known as Honey, I Miss You, is written by a guy called Bobby Russell, and he first produced it with former Kingston Trio member Bob Shane, then gave it to that guy, American singer Bobby Goldsboro, who recorded it for his 1968 album of the same name, originally titled, by the way, Pledge of Love. And yeah, I remember, played it then, still playing it again. Time on the Breakfast Show, time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245. Or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
it was plain to see you were my destiny.
Marvin Gaye together with Tammy Terrell there, and You're All I Need to Get By. And before that one was The Beatles and Taxman. So if you haven't done your taxes yet, now's the time to get stuck in. I mentioned earlier on about Netflix saying that they're going to sort of like run a program where they can check if the person that you are sharing the password with is in a different location. And the way that she was asking how they did it, what I can tell you is the way that Spotify did it, where if you wanted to have a second family member on your program with you, it was still an increase in price, but not so much as it would for two different people. And the way they did it was literally by using GPS. If that person wasn't in the place where you were supposed to, where you were living, they would know. And wouldn't sign us up, because it was getting complicated, because my credit card address is in Miami, so it all got a little bit, so I decided I didn't bother with that. So there we go. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 21 and a half minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the night bird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail on the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, I understand. Just leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away.
must tell the world to stop turning till you return again. If you ever do, for what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying till our next hello. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a knight. As I know you must, there'll be nothing left in the world to trust. Just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. I'd have been the shadow of your shadow if I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, please don't go away.
Good version of that one, isn't it? That was Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels there, If You Go Away. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Quarter. I was looking at, today, I was looking at my Senior Moments calendar. There's always a pause before that because I can never remember what it's called, which is fairly appropriate. Here's a little story. It says, I am with reruns, I'd be as old as Methuselah. Actress Maggie Smith had perhaps the best role and certainly the best lines in the period drama Downton Abbey. She played an elderly family matriarch, the sharp-tongued Violet Crawley, Dowager Countess of Grantham. But all good things must come to an end. The 80-year-old Smith announced in March of 2015 that the sixth season would be her last. But not because she was retiring from acting. I mean, my character certainly can't keep going on, she says. To my knowledge, she must be about 110 by now. It's true, isn't it? You see these things, they live forever, don't they? Go through generation after generation. But what an amazing actor she is. That's Maggie Smith. Or I believe she is Dame Maggie Smith.
Total access.
Yeah, I bet you can guess what that's called. It's called Always There, and that comes from Incognito. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a tribute to Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury starting March 17th. These shows will only be for 2 weeks, so you don't want to miss them. You want to buy your tickets online or go to their WhatsApp and make a reservation to hold your seat. This will be a sold-out show.
There you go, good advice. That starts tonight, running for 2 weeks. Don't forget to get in touch with them and make your booking. Great show. Keep an eye on the time, we're 28 and a half minutes before 10. This is Eurythmics. My, my, baby's gonna cry.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Can't keep my hands to myself. Think I just am up, put a mic up on the shelf. And kiss my little baby girl as I need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now.
Good, isn't it, that one? That's from Portugal, The Man, and Feel It Still. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are just sort of making our way up to 21 minutes before 10. So we're going to take one short track. I've got a short one here. And then we'll check in with Yasmin, because I think she's got a couple of This Days in Music.
Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree, baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. We've got a groovy kind of love. Anytime you want to, you can turn me on to anything you want to, anytime at all. When I taste your lips, oh, I start to shiver. Can't control the quivering inside. Wouldn't you agree, baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. We got a groovy kind of love.
There we go. That was the Mindbenders. A 2-minute track there. Groovy kind of love. time. Breakfast Show, keep your eye, 19 before the hour of 10. We're going to pop down the corridor. Let's just see, because I think Yasmin has been busy, but we'll find out. Hello, anybody here?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Yasmin.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
It's been a long morning.
Yes.
I had a heavy night.
Oh, yeah.
Had fun.
But
great fun.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I went out.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, Mandinga Rum. The mm-hmm. place they have in Vera Argentina is the first place I've been, first time I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. And it's very, very nice.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it looks nice, the photos.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I met some really nice people.
And so. I love the one that you brought.
Which one?
The coffee, the cake.
Oh, yeah,
coffee,
no, yeah, the one we got here. Don't tell everybody. They'll all want to come into the studio. Yes, no, we tasted quite a few different rums, mm-hmm. Which was very nice. Big thanks to Gabriel, because he was explaining everything to us. And actually, we must get him on the program
to talk
about their rums. But, yeah, and one of them we tried was this one. It's called Geisha Coffee Rum.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned it's a little bit like a Kahlua, isn't it?
Exactly,
yeah. And I thought that's good to go in my espresso first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help me wake up.
Yeah, so, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. So, yeah, no, great fun. Great fun. Lots of lovely people met.
And also they said this is the first time Panamanian rum is made with raspadura.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is very nice fun. In fact, we were talking with Gabriel. One of their objectives is, you know, to try and get not just the rum,
mm-hmm.
but the franchise for their business, which has got a particular look,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the... Have you been to Mandinga Rum at all in Casco?
No,
or
no.
It's got a very sort of tropical type decor.
Mm.
And what they want to do is to try and sort of franchise this out.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said to one of the things, you know, in the UK, I mean, that place in London, especially in the city area,
mm-hmm.
that would go down a storm.
Oh, really?
You know, because they'd be playing sort of like some salsa music in the background. And, you know, having been a broker and trader in the city
mm-hmm.
for some time and know the type of places where we would hang out,
mm-hmm.
that would go down beautifully. Absolutely.
Wow.
So I'm going to have a word with the embassy today, see if I can put them together with somebody.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have good ideas sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not very often, but sometimes. You've been rummaging around this day in music.
Mm-hmm. Today was born Nat King Cole.
In
1919. American jazz pianist and vocalist Nat King Cole, who had the 1955 U.S. number 2 single, A Blossom Fell, and the 1957 U.K. number 2 single, When I Fall in Love. He recorded over 100 songs.
He did. He was absolutely... He's got a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
Nat King Cole, and this is When I Fall in Love.
Restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And
and the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. The moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you.
What a lovely voice, isn't he? Yes.
Wow, and the music. Wow.
Yeah, he's got the most silky, really silky sort of toned mm-hmm. voice. And of course, his daughter is Natalie Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an album where she's sort of dubbed on with mm-hmm. with her father, which is really nice. You've got some more information for him as well, haven't you?
Yes, exactly. Also, Zola Taylor. Zola Taylor was born today in 1938. She's from American vocal group The Platters, who had the 1969 UK and US number one single Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Another beautiful track. Oh, there they are.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when hearts on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes.
There we go. Lovely, that one.
Yes, an interesting topic.
And you got some more information on Zola Taylor.
Oh, yes, of course. She was the original female member of The Platters from 1954 and 1962. The Platters were one of the first African-American groups to be accepted as a major chart group and were, for a period of time, the most successful vocal group in the world. She died on the 30th April 2007, age 69.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Two beautiful tracks you chose this morning, didn't you?
Oh, yes, but I love Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lovely thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember there was one of the Bond movies, I think it was from Russia with Love,
mm-hmm.
and he sang the theme tune. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I think it was Bond just walking sort of down the street, and it was sort of, and you could hear that it was sort of as if it was playing from a bar, you know, a club nearby, and you could just sort of hear it in the background. Yeah, beautiful song.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Shall we finish this morning's program with a little bit of love?
Okay, of course, sure.
There we go, Luis Miguel, Amor, 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 bringing us out of this morning's program. See, that was nice, wasn't it? Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we do play nice music on this program.
Lovely.
Most of the time. Anyway, look, you have a great day.
Thank you, too, and everyone.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with the Music Friday as well.
Yes.
Oh, no and end events. To it, is there?
And more events.
Non-stop, more events as well. That's it, with What, Where, Why, and When, and Freaky Bump Back Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Busy. Okay. Bye, love.
See you tomorrow.
Take care. There we go. That's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's program. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, doing all the work here, doing our social media, and Born on This Day in Music as well. So big thanks to Yas for that, all our production work. And big thanks to my co-producer, of course, Neil Danby over in the UK, who gets his information, pumps us with information right through the week. And big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for today's everyday story of country folk. Yes, she did a quick trip into the city yesterday and made sure she got out of it just as quick as well. So big thanks to her as well. Boys and girls of Grupo Grada, they keep us up and running. That's great. So big thank you to them. And also, let's not forget, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you tomorrow. What do we say? We say TGIF tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. That'll be all rather nice, won't it? So just remember what you're doing between now and then, all right? Keep yourselves safe. The laws are still in place with regards to biosecurity, although there is a little light at the end of the tunnel that they're going to look at whether or not we have to wear our masks all the time. So that'll be a bit of good news. Remember, what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.